Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to another Mother and Daughter Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. They said we're having some difficulties, and it looks like we are. The switchboard is not working correctly. So let me, Cynthia, if you're out there, if you could text me, let me know if you could hear me. Or let's see. Good morning to you guys. I'm hoping that you can hear me and all is well. Sometimes that's the effects of the internet. But when I called in this morning, they said they were having difficulties with. Okay, good. Then you can hear me. Appreciate that, Cynthia. When I called in this morning, they said they were having difficulty with the system, so I wasn't sure if everything was working well, if you could hear me, if you were there. It's not showing up on my computer, so we'll see how that works as I maneuver through the system. Oh, my God. This is very interesting. If you just bear with me a second, let's see how. I may have to completely go out and come back in. If we do, I'll just keep talking. And we'll just start again. All right. So like I tell people, you know, that sometimes when they say, well, do you have a business card? And if I don't have a business card with me, I say to them, you know, oh, but do you have pen and paper? I have pen and paper. I'll just write my name and phone number down and give it to you. And so you cannot forget from which you came. You know, back in the day before people had business cards, they wrote it on a piece of paper. They used to have brown paper bags and tear off a piece of paper and write their name or information on it. And people took that and went on their way. And so today with technology, you know, and I heard the guy say, you know, well, we having some technical difficulties this morning, and I messed around with it and it came on again. And so I'm like, okay, so we have to do manual. I feel in my heart that it will come back up because I do want you to enjoy the comments from my co-host, Cynthia Oliver, as well as, I don't know, Frida. I know Deborah says she would not be on this morning. And we usually try to come to the roundtable and share, you know, the thoughts. God will give me an idea of what he wants to talk about. And my co-host says she just pulls it in from her perspective and usually kind of on the same page, you know, with things that have happened to us during the week. And just bring those thoughts out, put them out there into the airway, and allow people to grab hold to what makes sense to them. You know, everything that we say doesn't mean that we are the authority. We use it, the Word of God, and stick closely to that because, you know, we don't have power and authority outside of the power and authority that was given to us by Jesus Christ. So everything works within that framework. And Jesus said, I only say what the Father tells me to say, and I only do what he tells me to do. So if that be the case, then when we do and say things, we must really model ourselves after Jesus, because he came, he was the great teacher. He taught us. And, of course, you know, we can never be greater than the teacher, because we get that good, then we just surpass the whole truth of God, that his son, his beloved son, is the one that he sent to save us all. So I'm going back into the computer. I'm just having small talk right now so we can get back in to the computer and go from there. I guess I'll do some of the things. I just want to talk to you a little bit about a project that Cynthia and I are working on. It's more than a project, I guess. I shouldn't say that. That makes it, put it into a category. It's the Mother and Daughter Bible College. And I'm telling you, it is the most amazing event, school, university that Cynthia and I have worked diligently on. I tell you, it's amazing. People said, well, about your budget and the number of people, it really goes back to one thing. If God asks you to do something, you just keep doing what he asked you to do. And no matter what it looks like, and no matter what it seems like, and when it comes to you think you need something and it's not there, it's there all the time. It will show up on the day that it's supposed to show up. The people will show up. So we have really enjoyed it. And I was talking to some of the ladies, and the uniqueness about the Mother and Daughter Bible College, and Cynthia is the dean of the college, is that we have the college inside a women's work release prison. And the ladies are just so unique. They are just absolutely outstanding women. And that's why I say, you know, you can't judge people for where you think they are, or who do you think they should be, and this type of thing, because we all on a journey. And maybe I went left for a moment, but these women are seeking and finding their way back to the center, just like you and I. Just because of the grace of God, we are where we are. But if you look back over your life, you could pull out something that could put you in a position to either be in prison, be locked up, or something similar. So we can't look at that we are greater than anyone else. And God sent us there to create this vehicle to build a bridge to help them to walk across this bridge into a new life. And education is the key. You know, they're educated in psychology. They're educated in theology. And as Cynthia says, you know, once they understand God and then understand man, what else is there? Now you know how to maneuver and work your life in that situation. So those are two of the main courses and degrees that they're working on. And the most unique thing about it is that some of the ladies in there, several of the ladies have 60 hours. One lady has 78 hours, and then, you know, you get up to 119 hours. Just they are smart, and they have under Cynthia's instructions and guidance, she is a professor. I tell the world, I've never seen anybody work as hard as she works to get something done. And endlessly, she motivates me. You know, even when I think about I'm tired, I think about the energy that she possesses and the magnitude in which she is driven. And it gives me it's like a propeller, you know, it just pulls you. You get behind a big truck, and that truck is going down the road, and you get behind it, just sucks you in, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you're just moving with ease. And that's the way I feel sometimes when I'm in that energy of Cynthia Oliver. And I just say thank you, Cynthia, this morning. Maybe this was the reason why the internet is acting the way it is, giving me a chance to talk about the Mother and Daughter Bible College and the women that have created the student union and working it diligently. Just absolutely. I was speaking to a couple of them, I think it was yesterday, and I think they thought I was calling to maybe complain about something. And it was like, well, you know, but Dr. Fletcher, you know, what is it? You know, no, that's not what I called for. I called to see if you all were okay, to let you know that I love you and that I appreciate you guys. I mean, you all are doing such a fantastic job. And that's not smoke. That is the reality. They work very, very hard. They have created a network within each other because they know if they can get to the end of this and cross that bridge with a BA in or BS at the end of this journey, then they can walk into a whole new light. They have an education that can drive them, that can take them where they need to go. And with that knowledge, people perish. So with all that being said, I just want to say thank you to all the ladies. And maybe they can go back and listen to this program. Just say thank you to you guys for being stand up and being the models that's setting forth the demonstration of this particular college inside a prison, inside the prison work release. And, of course, you know, the lieutenants and all the captains and the wardens, just thank you guys for working with Cynthia and I just to make it easier for us to do what we do. So that's my tribute today. It's to the women that's in the, I won't say the name of the place because I won't put it out there like that unless I get permission. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It helps us to please God and do what he's asked us to do. So, Cynthia, I'll come to you in just a minute. Just trying to get to you. And audience, please bear with me. And it's not small talk as much as it is trying to, oh, I don't want to just abort the show. I don't want to do that. So we want to, I'm going to give myself just a few minutes, and I'm getting there. The devil is a liar, as Cynthia says. That's the favorite word, Cynthia. Say it, please. There you go. The devil is a liar. He's not going to stop us. Yeah. Man. Okay. Okay. So let's see here. I can try one more thing. It's I'm not believing this morning. Well, when all else fail, thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just showed me something, and we can do this. Let's see how this works. There we go. More than one way to skin a cat, as my mother used to say. There we go. Thank God. Oh, my God. The Lord just said, use your phone. If it's not working, try your phone. And here we are. Oh, my God, I tell you. Thank you, Lord. All of that, just use your phone and make it work. So let's see how we do this here. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, my love. How are you?
I'm okay. I'll tell you.
Good job. Woo.
Yes. This thing would not work on this computer. We all know how that can be. I'm like, no, you are not going to do this. We're going to have this show this morning. Obviously, God wants us to have this show, and you're not going to steal that from us. That's not going to happen. So let's just go on. And Lord said, use your phone. And it's already set up. Thank God I had it already set up so we could, I could simply go in and pull it up. So this morning, let's see. I think Frida texted me too. Hold on one moment. I'm going to bring Frida on. Good morning, Frida.
Hey, good morning.
How's
everybody doing? Awesome.
We're doing great. Okay, with all that being said and me talking, would you like to do the prayer for us this morning?
Yes, thank you. I'll be honored to. We praise you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord, because you're holy, you're magnificent, you're all-seeing, and you're all-knowing, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we just honor you, God. We give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and your mercies endures forever. We thank you that you're good, oh, Father God. You're everlasting, oh, God. You're the Prince of Peace, oh, Lord. We thank you, God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, oh, Lord. Thank you, God, for every person, oh, God, that is listening under the sound of my voice, oh, Father God, all around the world, mothers and daughters, grandmothers, granddaughters, nieces, hallelujah, God, the aunties, the stepmothers, and everybody that cohesively has all come together to make a family stronger, oh, God. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we, oh, God, delight ourselves in you, oh, Father God, that just you give us the desires of our heart, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the heart, oh, Father God, of God, oh, God, that only you know, oh, Father God. So we thank you, God, that we, oh, God, we cast every care unto you because you care for us, oh, God. We bless you. We honor you, oh, Father God. We thank you, God. We speak to every person, oh, God, that might be feeling hopeless, oh, Father God, or reckless, oh, God, or desperate, oh, God, for love in all the wrong places and desperate to fit in, oh, Father God. But you, oh, Father God, are the everlasting lover, oh, God. And so we ask you to engulf your presence, oh, God, for those, oh, God, that might be feeling, oh, Father God, hopeless and in despair, oh, God. So we know in your word, oh, Father God, that you give us a hope and a future and expected end. And that's what we're doing, oh, God. We are tapping into the potential, oh, God, of people, oh, Father God, that might be hopeless or the world has given up on, oh, God. So we just bless you. We thank you, God, for every person, oh, Father God, that's Cynthia, oh, Father God, and Dr. Bessie has been working with, oh, Father God, to untap their potential, oh, God, that they can flourish like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that they will be able to produce fruit. And we thank you, God. We magnify your name, oh, God, ask that you will pour into your leaders, oh, Father God, as they give out to others, that you will pour your strength by the power of the Holy Spirit to empower them, which is your dunamis, oh, Father God, to do things even beyond their strength, supernatural intel and supernatural strength, oh, God. We lift, oh, Father God, our leaders up to you, oh, Father God, and we ask, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, do a new work and a new thing, oh, God, in each and every last student, oh, Father God, that they will accomplish everything that they put their hands to, oh, God. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Frida. It's so nice to have you with us today, everybody. Of course, you know Frida. Frida is our prayer warrior here, and you know, we miss you when you're not with
Jesus.
Us and, you know, part of our team. So, I just thank God for all of the women that he sent in. Everybody has a special part, and they play it well. So I'm going to go in and give the front part of the message that God is asking, and then I'll come right back to you, both of you, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick because I'm going to open up the lines and have live Frida and Cynthia so we can have a live discussion. Just to give you a little bit about, you know, who we are. We're the Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries, and for those who are coming on, and what we do is we help mothers and daughters nurture their relationships. We help them to look at where they are and what are the possibilities, and of course, how does that fit with what God has said? That's the key element right there. The bottom line is, what did God say about your mother and daughter relationship? And we're coming from the book that God had me to write. It's called Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. You know, what did God say about your relationship? You know, we can come up with all kinds of scenarios and situations, and most of it is things that we want and the way we see that it should happen. But is that what God said? Is that what really will work according to his will and give him good pleasures? And so you have to ask yourself, am I giving God good pleasure? My mother and daughter relationship, are we working to the good for the next generation? It's not about just you and your daughter. It's about the next generation, because God wants you to prepare your daughter, mother, to raise up a whole new generation. And if she doesn't have God's perspective of the mother and daughter relationship and the responsibility of the mother and responsibility of the daughter, she's going to repeat some of the things that she's seen you do. And even though Ezekiel 16:44 deals with the negative part of the negative things that mothers and daughters have experienced, he's letting you know that all that evil, things that you're doing and anything that's outside of his word will follow your daughter. And the context is, as a mother is her, as is a mother, so is her daughter. So, you know, and so if you're doing good, then what? As is the mother, so is her daughter. So we have to look at, what are we doing that we don't want the daughter to pick up on, that we don't want to carry to our grandchildren? So I want you to kind of think about that as we kind of move in, because God created you, mother, for his good pleasure. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. We're talking about a stimulating topic today, is that God's good pleasure for mothers and daughters. And when you say God's good pleasure for mothers and daughters, Dr. Bessie, what are you talking about? I'm talking about pleasure. You know what pleasure means. You know exactly how pleasure makes you feel. When you get something that's pleasurable, it makes you feel good. You're at peace. You have no stress. I mean, you're just relaxing, and you're just like, wow, you know? And it comes out of what we talked about last week, the love of a mother and daughter. You know, God's pure love. See, we're made out of his image. And that's what I want us to talk about today. Think about it. We are made out of the image of God. And that's in Genesis 1:20. He said, let us make them out of our image. And for a long time I was thinking, our? Who is our? You know, and people had their own little interpretation of that. He must have had a wife, or there must have been some other people. Let us make him out of our image. Make them out of our image. But I think in my heart and soul, and Lord knows I don't have a definite answer, it's just my opinion, I think it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think that was the hour. And so we know that God has unconditional love, that he's made from pure love. So if we are made in his image, mothers and daughters, then we have that seed of pure love, that seed of unconditional love in us. Whatever God has in him, so do you have in you. Prince has a piece, Pastor Prince has a piece called As He Is, So Are We. And that's a beautiful thing. If you can go on his website or go to TBN and pick that up, it's like a four-part series. Really. If God is not sick, then you can't be sick, because we have exactly what he has. We have the exact duplicate image of God, just as Jesus. But Jesus is the only man that was born through a woman, Mary, which they now know as Mother Mary. She was the mother. God wanted you to see how he designed earth to be, because it had gotten so distracted. So many things had happened. He had to just wipe it out, start over. And he decided after Noah, I'm not going to do that again.
So he came up with another idea. But I just want you to imagine in your mind a Garden of Eden. And here God is sitting, and he's created this wonderful garden, and he's looking, and the thing that he say on the sixth day, wow, this is good. And he looks around at the waters, and he looks at the hills, and he looks at the sky, and all the greenery, the herbs that's out in the garden, and he just looking, and he said, wow, you know, I got all this, but I need somebody to take care of this. I need to create a man. He created Adam. And then all of a sudden, you know, Adam's he's a little lonely, and he feel like he needs someone, and God said, well, you know, I'm going to put you to sleep, take a rib, and you know the story, and I'm going to create a woman. But when he created the woman, he says, okay, then you will multiply the garden, and we'll have more, just like you, sons and daughters. What happened? Satan, a fallen angel, decided he wanted to break up that pleasure, because that seventh day God decided that was his day of rest. I am done. It is all finished. And I'm just going to relax and enjoy my pleasure looking over this garden, seeing Adam playing with the lions and seeing Eve, and they running around with the monkeys, and they just having a good time and enjoying life, and the elephants and the giraffes, and everybody's just playing and riding and having fun, and he just laughing and just really giggling at, look at them, look at them, look at Eve, just absolutely on top of a giraffe. She's riding. She's picking fruit off the tree from the top of the giraffe. But just think about that. And they're playing. But then that fallen angel decide, oh, no. No. You're going to kick me out? Then what? I'm going to steal your pleasure. And that's what he did. He came and he corrupted the thoughts of Eve. Oh, you want to know as much as God knows, you know, hey, this is it right here. It's in this tree. You can be as smart. You can be as intelligent. You will know what he knows when he knows it. And she's like, really? Then she goes and tells Adam. Adam said, well, you know, I was told we weren't supposed to eat. You know, so that's why they blame the woman, always manipulating the man. We have gotten stamped with that back from Eve, our great, 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 great grandmother. And that's when he stole the pleasure. And then God had to go back to work because he had to fix what Satan tried to destroy. And even when he used prophets, priests, men to deliver the message, none did it the way that he wanted it done. So obviously they added a little of themselves in it. So God said, no, I have got to suit up, and I've got to send someone that I know will come from a pure standpoint, that will follow exactly what I say and do exactly what I ask him to do. That's the only way I can take back my pleasure so that I can rest. And that's why I believe when Jesus was on that cross and said, it is finished, I believe God went back into his rest. Now, what is finished, mothers and daughters? Because God wanted his good pleasure. He created us for his good pleasure. And he wanted us to know how much he loved us. And he wanted us to know that I plant a seed in you. My Holy Spirit travels with you. All you got to do is believe the messenger. He brought the message. If you believe the message and in the messenger, then you receive all that I created for you. You have a choice. You can choose. And I suggest that you choose life, because the messenger came with the light to shine it on you that you could receive eternal life. You choose. And mothers, when you get that and really get an understanding of that, then you'll be able to deliver that message just like Jesus delivered it to us. He delivered it so that you could get it, and he wants you to deliver that message to your daughter.
and get it to her in such a way that she would deliver that message to her children. That's the good news. That's why he said, I want you to go throughout the world and spread the good news. The good news is really just telling people that God loves them. That's the good news. God loves you. And he sent Jesus to tell you he loved you. If you believe in his word, then you have to believe in Jesus, because Jesus was the word. He was the one to deliver the word. One lady said to me, she said, you know, I have a problem with when people say there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus. She said, I got a problem with that. And I said, oh, okay, because I'm not going to argue with anybody, because, you know, I only know what God shares with me, and, you know, I'm listening. And so the Lord spoke to me in the middle of that conversation, and he said, tell her, it's not that she has to come through Jesus as a man, through the flesh. Jesus represented love. And in order to get to me, you got to come through love. You got to come through the word that I sent. And the word that I sent was all about love. Love ye one another. Look after each other. Unconditional love. Forgive each other. Don't judge each other. If you work out of love, you won't be able to do any of those things. Because God is pure love, then evil cannot come out of pure love. And if we are out of his image, that means we have a seed in us, and we can only reproduce of its kind. You know, you can't take an apple and plant it and think you're going to get oranges. It just doesn't work that way. But once you cultivate that seed and realize you got a seed of love in you, and you start cultivating that seed, you change. That's when you're born again. You don't do the things that you used to do. You can't treat people the way that you used to treat them. You can't talk about people the way you used to talk about them. Because now you are what? Fertilizing, watering that seed of love, and all of a sudden, forgiveness just rolls right off your tongue. You can forgive people because your heart is in a whole different place. And when you move in that arena and in that energy, using the Holy Spirit as your guide, that gives God pleasure. That's how he gets his pleasure, because you're saying to him, I have faith in you, God. I believe in you, God, because I'm operating according to the word that you sent through your son. That's the pleasure that he gets. There is nothing you can do for God other than give him the pleasure of having faith and believing that he did send Jesus, and trusting him that what Jesus told you came directly from him. That's salvation. And mothers, when you get that, you really, really get that, you can pass it on. But if you don't get that Jesus came to save us all, and he did, everybody on this earth, every human being is saved. Now, it's up to you to receive it. It's done. It's finished. But you can come get your salvation when you want, meaning that you can accept what Jesus said anytime you want and give God his pleasure of coming back, the prodigal child, the prodigal son, coming back into the fold, because you can only run so far, and something will come before you that will make you call out, God, where are you? I need some help. Oh, you will call, and he will answer, and he will love you, and he will forgive you like it never happened. So you choose, mothers and daughters. You choose life or you choose death. Death is evil. I tell people, don't help Satan fight God. Because if you're not moving in the love arena, then you're not moving under the words of God. Now, we've all been out and in and out and in and out. We're not perfect humans. But when you're saved and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we become righteous and perfect through Jesus. That's why I say stand straight behind him, just get right behind his back, And as he take you to the Father for whatever request you have, God see you through Jesus, and therefore you're always going to be perfect. So do the best you can, and I'm going to open up the switchboard so we can have an open discussion. And the one thing I want to say is that love brings pleasure, and pleasure brings enjoyment. Pleasure brings joy. Pleasure brings happiness. Pleasure brings contentment, and pleasure brings satisfaction. Pleasure and love are first cousins. Trust me. Could say that they're twins. Can't have one without the other. Cynthia, what is your take on that?
Well, I'm going to give a couple of definitions, and then I'm going to go from there. The word pleasure, I looked up the word pleasure, a state of being pleased, and I do and believe that when we are walking in God's best because we were made in his image, that he is pleased with us. And when we are able to love beyond our faults, because no one has journeyed this world without some faults, that mm-hmm. he is pleased with us. And I do mm-hmm. believe that when you decide to surrender, it gives God's pleasure. He is mm-hmm. pleased that you have come back to him. And so mm-hmm. when mothers and daughters have been estranged and we work to mend that relationship, God is pleased with us. And just like every male wants a child to emulate him, a woman wants a little girl to emulate her. But somewhere we allowed the enemy, just like Eve allowed the enemy, Adam and Eve allowed the enemy to slip in to cause us to be displeased with each other because of our faults. I believe and I know that I know that I know that when we, the only time or the only way back to that perfect love is through Christ. We can say, we can believe all the hoopla that is more than one way, do you boo. But when you really want to love your child in spite of his faults, the only way to do it is to surrender unto Christ. And it is in that, that perfect love can be erect. Because otherwise, we are trying to love in our own power. And because we are flawed beings, it will never come across as pleasurable and pleasing as it is when we come through Christ. Yeah, we got some good people who don't believe. Yeah, all of that is all good. But the only way to have that perfect love for a human being is through Christ. And so if we ain't willing to go that route, we will never have that perfect love for fallen people. And we're all fallen people because we are fault finders. We can see the most beautiful individual, very few flaws, but we will find that one flaw, and we will focus on that because we're simply trying to feel better about who we are. But in the, at that same, and I used to say the same thing, and I hear women say it all the time when I question them. They want to be better than their mom, but you will never be better than your mother because that's not even your job. Your job is to be a better person. Not better than another person, because God mm-hmm. made us equally in his image. Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He made us
yeah.
equally in his image. So we will never be better than another person.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never love more than another person if you are not unto Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the perfect love. He was the perfect example of love. I was just thinking this week how much and how pleased I am that God chose me to walk in the image of our big brother, Lord, and Savior, our he is the perfect example. And every day, mm-hmm. even when I'm tempted to run from the call, because I never wanted to be a mental health therapist because it's too much like babysitting. And God arrested me this week on Monday because I had my ideas about what I was going to do because I ain't doing this. I'm not going to babysit adults, but God told me when they come to you like little children, turn them not away from me. Because if I'm not doing what he's called me to do, I will call some people not to turn to him. And he will never be pleased with that.
Mm.
And we all have a calling on our lives. And if you don't know what it is, it's your responsibility, mothers. Because if you have your purpose in Christ, you will always be able to love your child. I don't care what she is who in this moment, because it's not who she is. It's something that she's doing that has displeased you, but she is still yours because God gave it to you. And God says, children are a gift unto you. And so when you decide to surrender unto him, you'll be able to love your child no matter what. And you will love her. You will love her back to him. And I just told somebody that in class this week, no matter what, if you learn and you surrender unto him, you will be that perfect image of him on this earth. Because sometimes we're the only Bible people see. Mm-hmm. And we're the only Bible people read. So mothers, if you want God to be pleased with you and you want to be pleased with your daughter, you have to surrender unto Christ because he is the perfect love and he's our perfect example. And aside from that, you're fooling yourself. And that's why when she falters, you fault finding.
Mm-hmm.
Because you simply have not accepted our Lord and Savior. Because he, and I'm going to end it right there, is the perfect example. And aside from him, there is no other. Yeah, there's a lot of religious stuff out there, and I ain't knocking, do you boo. I ain't knocking what nobody believes. But if you want the perfect love, you'll come this way. Thank you for allowing me to share. That's my take on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great take. I'm just going to explore that for a second, then we'll go to Frieda. Yeah, you know, you brought out a lot of good points. It's a very simple, and, you know, a mother can't give what they don't have, and that's why I tell mothers the distance in age between you and your daughter means that you've traveled. You should have more wisdom and experience. Even if it's a 16-year-old girl, she got 16 years above the child. We don't, you know, talk about children having children, but we know that happens. But there's 16 years of wisdom of some learning that you have. But you've got to study to make yourself worthy. You got to get yourself in a position to have a relationship with God. And then when you do that, you're right. That's when you can give. Because when you say people look at things, I'm telling you, no matter what. I had a gentleman said to me one time, he said, you know, someone had a new car. They drove up with the car. Now, you know, and after church, people coming out, and some people, oh, wow, that's a nice car. I like that car. And one person came up, yeah, I know somebody, they got one, but, you know, they had the next model, and then pointed out, that, but there's a scratch on it. And he said, why you have to do that? But you're right, there's something in them that is not complete, that is not healed, unforgiving within themselves, that they can't see and give a compliment to someone else. And sometimes, ladies, we are really, really bad on that. You know, I notice I do it. I see somebody dressed, I'm like, wow, you wearing that now. You know, doesn't take anything off of me. It's like, okay, that looks good on you. And I'm not going to run out and try to buy one.
But you see, that's the love of Christ in you, that you're able to give compliments. We're not able to generally the word slipped my mind. We're not able to give Thank you. Legitimately give compliments when we are not healed.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
We don't truly believe that people are great when we don't feel great about ourselves. And we will find
you
that
know what?
One small boy, and we will run with it.
There's no greatness, you know, if you don't feel good on your inside, you can't see somebody better than you.
You can't.
You
can't.
You know, that's what came up in my mind. You can't see anybody better than you. I'm opening this up for Frida.
Mm-hmm.
Frida, good morning.
Oh, yeah.
We're just talking here.
Good.
Jump in there. go ahead. I almost forgot to bring you in. I'm like, let me get Frida.
Oh, that's okay. I'm doing listening and learning. Man,
you know, because if you don't get yourself right, you can't give somebody. If you don't love yourself,
mm-hmm.
like one person this week, I was saying, the Lord said, you got to forgive yourself. Because if you don't forgive yourself, it's hard for you to forgive somebody else because you don't know how.
And that's the thing.
Wow.
Education. That's why God tells us to study to show ourselves approved. If you don't have an option, if you don't know that there's another option to the way you've been thinking, all you got is what you got. And that's why I pound this, man, and students, no matter whether it's in the prison or in a higher learning institution. If you don't get educated in the thing that God tells you, and that's in his word, yeah, you can get a lot of knowledge from a lot of books. But if you don't have the right a God perspective about what you're learning, it ain't worth a hell of beans because you're really just not going to see it from a different perspective. You're going to see it from the world perspective, what the world say about you and your flaws. And so, therefore, you can never see and be pleased with who you really are in him because you're constantly seeing yourself in the eyes of man or you're constantly comparing yourself in the eyes of
right.
man.
Right.
And you will always yeah. be displeased when you see it that way.
Yes. If I want to just mention, say something quickly. When you said pleasure initially, I said that was something that came up in my spirit earlier when I was praying, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight is pleasure. It's a thing
mm-hmm.
that gives great pleasure because you're delighting yourself in the Lord. It's in Psalms 37:4. And so when you delight yourself in the Lord, he gives you the desires of your heart, but the prerequisite is the delight.
Uh-huh.
Then he'll give you the desires of your heart. So the prerequisite is the delight. It's the pleasure, not pleasure pleasing other people, but pleasing God first. How do you do that? The first thing, accepting Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's what pleases him. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate is this mm-hmm. personal salvation. Then from there, you know, you build from there and you want to, there's times, it's a process. You get to the point where, you know, you're doing different things and you know it's not something that's going to please the Lord. But as you grow in the things of the Lord, the Holy Spirit will convict you. Now, you know that this is not a good thing to be doing. Would this please me? These are the things that we want to be able to get to the point in this growth and maturity that you want to stay on milk. We don't want to stay on milk all the time and just, you know, one foot in. You're lukewarm. Lord said you can't serve me if you're lukewarm. You're either hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
You're in there with me or I'll just spill you out. And so that delight, that pleasure. And so a lot of times people seek that, like I mentioned in the prayer, in wrong places. You're just seeking your pleasure in other people, and you will always, because people, I mean, we're imperfect people, we're striving for perfection, but you're always going to be, well, I can just seem I can never get it right. I never can do this. I never can do that. You don't seek with pleasing with people. Start with
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Seek him first. You delight yourself in him, and then from there, the desires of your heart, with your desires, we're talking about mother and daughter relationships, to have a stronger relationship, to be able to spend the quality time. And one thing that both ladies have said is if you find yourself and you're not able to compliment a person, there's something it is. There's something within you, within your own image of your own self. And maybe you might do that with your child. Maybe you're a person that, you know, you really don't compliment your child, but you can find a flaw all the time. You can always go to what they're not doing. Is it something that a bit within your own self? If you can't compliment your children, you can't do this, you do that. Like I mentioned before, it's just the one thing. Start with the one thing. Catch them doing something good. You know, the father's not like that. He's not looking like that. Oh, gee, did that wrong. He did that wrong. He did that wrong. So that is just my take on it. Instead of having the generation of curses, have a generation of blessings to leave as a foundation. Generation of blessings. God is
good. And you know, Frida, that is so good. That is so good. I thank God right now for Frida and for Cynthia.
Amen.
As you were talking, I was just saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We all come from three different perspectives, and Frida deals with the youth, with the ministry, and her own ministry as well. And with that, we got the adults with Cynthia, educators, Frida, but she with those children. Look for something good. How many times have I heard you tell me about a child, you can see when they are not, something is wrong, their spirit is down, and you compliment them on something, and the eyes just light up, and they just look like, really, you talking about
the whole
me?
Continent.
You know, and you know, it they will talk about you when they have their children and their grandchildren. I remember Miss Frida, and Miss Frida said this, that, and the other, Miss Frida said this, and that's what you're talking about, is planting the seeds of blessings, planting blessings in their life. Those blessings, sometimes we don't get them from our parents. And daughters, when you're out there and you thinking that, you know, well, my mother's not complimenting me, she's not giving me the blessings to go, or even telling me it's possible I can do it. You know, always talking about naysay, what happened when she was coming up, and it didn't work for me, and you know, there's somebody out there. God will put somebody that will cross your path that will tell you that he loves you and that you can do it. Just keep going, because he will do that. He will not allow you, mother, to stop the growth of his daughter, because we have to realize these children are not ours. We are just the ones that he's passing them through. They're not ours. We can't control them. And we can't mold them into what we want them to be. God has his own plan. The seed was planted in them. And you can try to stop them if you want to. But I tell you one thing, God will remove you before he allow you to mess with the little children. That's dear to his heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, yeah, this is really good. And I'm hoping that mothers and daughters are listening and that they're taking it into heart, because God get the pleasure, and you're right, the first pleasure, accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And once you do that, he knows that the whole blessing is open up. You just have to come and get it as your faith leads you. But the whole blessing is open up unto you. And when you do that, and your daughter sees that you're doing it, then she'll do it, and then her daughter will do it, because we do what we see our mothers do, you know? It's just a mom. I look at my daughter, and she's a spit image of me. And I thank God. I know I'm not a perfect woman, but thank God I was conscious of things. And because she just, everything I do, I'm looking back. You look back at her life, the same thing. Sometimes she want to act like it's not, but it is. You know, it is. It's the same thing. You know, and so I told her, I said, you know, people say to her a lot, your sister. And so she was telling me later, she said, you know, it just didn't bother me, because they know she's not my sister. They know that, you know, I swear, really, I said, let me say this to you. Look at the fact that this is what you're going to grow into. You know what I mean? You got good genes, you know? And so she said, finally, she came to peace with that, because I'm like, girl, you're getting older now. So, you know, of course I look like your sister, but, you know, it's
and she has to laugh about it now because at first, and I can understand it because when I was little, people used to do the same thing with me, you know, when I was coming up and me and mother, and I would get offended, you know, like, that's my mother. And finally I found rest in it because, you know, you say, wow, got a beautiful mother. And the beauty that's in her that you realize, but it takes growing and getting to know God, like Cynthia say, and building your own relationship and building yourself up that you can see that you are an individual, but you will resemble and you will have traits from your mother. So
Amen.
Anybody want to add some more?
Yes, and I wanted to say to the audience, this perspective goes beyond mother-daughter, mother and son relationship. It goes
True.
Into all relationships. Because
yes.
I have a gentleman in my class who was an Army guy, and he married a young lady from a different country. And he came in complaining about she was this, and he could not find anything good in this woman. And he told me Thursday night before the end of class, he said, Professor Oliver, I got to share this. He said, after being in your class 2 days, I had not saw anything good in my baby's mother. But I texted her, told her, and I asked her for her forgiveness. Because I pointed out to him that there had to be something good in her for her to choose you. And for you to choose her.
Choose her, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the mother of your child. So despite the fact that you guys are not together, you will help her to be a better mother and a better woman if you can just flourish the good that you see in her. Because there is something good in her.
That's good.
There is something that is pleasing about her that drew you to her and you have a child with her. And when he said that, I just leave.
That's awesome.
Because I
Thank
know
you.
It is the love of God that they see in me and that I teach, no matter what the school tells me I can't do. I can't do me aside from doing him because he is the perfect example.
Right.
And no, I'm not beating people over the head with the Bible because I sound like a foolish woman when people don't believe. But I do bring up bits and pieces of scripture that people can ponder for themselves.
Yes.
And I tell them. Mm-hmm. And this was the same gentleman who came in class saying he can't sleep. I was like, baby, pick up the Bible. It'll put you down like a baby. And he made a joke about it that, is that boring, it'll put me to sleep. No, baby. It'll give you the peace that you're looking for. It'll give you the peace that you're seeking. And I promise you, you'll be able to sleep without issue. So the man, he shared that the other night, that he texted her 2 days after he was in the class and asked her for forgiveness. I said, you will help her to be a better mother and a better woman.
Will.
And she'll want to be better. Because now she sees that that somehow you value her. We can fault find all day long. What was your part in the breakup? Look at what you did.
There you go.
Come on, now you gotta call adults to be adults in Christ. Grow up.
Break it down.
Read for yourself. Study for yourself. So you know when people are giving you nonsense. I know that I know that it is in Christ that we are able to have this conversation today, ladies, and see people, each other, because you know we all have our faults, but we're able to love beyond those faults. And we love each other more than fault finding, because no matter what we say or do, we always able to come back at the end of the day and say we love each other and keep it moving in Christ.
Yeah, you know what I thought about, and I know our time is short right now, but I thought about the time, remember, we were all in there trying on clothes and doing different things, and we were laying over on the side, and she looked at me and you just trying on clothes, and that looks good on you, that looks good on you. It was like little children in the playing.
Yes.
She talking about, well, let me get my stuff and try it on, you know, because I get compliments too. And so we just have so much fun, and I just want to say to the brothers out there, we don't come blaming you. We just come sharing and allowing the Lord to speak to us. And when we share with you, we are being taught. That's, get that.
I tell people I'm being taught.
Yes.
And then it makes me a better mother. It makes me a better worker. It makes me a better friend. It makes me a better associate, a better minister, a better psychologist, and a better host here with my hostess, with me, co-host. You know, it just makes me a better bestie. And so as we grow, we want to help you grow, and that's all we're about. Final words,
amen.
And we out of here.
Yes, amen.
All right, hold
well,
one
I'm done.
Second
I can't
now.
Say nothing else.
One second.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, ladies, that's our show. It was a great show. Frida, we enjoyed you. We miss you when you're not with us, but we understand. All right?
Okay.
All right, you guys have
love
a good
ladies.
Week. Love you. Bye, audience.
Bye-bye.